奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们继续看这个撒旦的异象。
Let's continue to look at the vision of Satan.
在这个异象当中，主耶稣要让我们看清楚魔鬼的真面目。
In this vision, Lord Jesus wants us to see the true face of Satan.
那在圣经里面，透过他不同的各种名称，让我们去了解说明魔鬼的本性是什么。
In the Bible, the Bible uses different names and different qualities so that we can see the nature of the devil.
如果我们有这魔鬼的这四个名称的本性呢、有这种说谎啦、抵挡啦、狡猾啦、凶恶啦，这说明我们的行为上有了魔鬼本性的这种表现。
And if we have these four qualities of the devil, then it means that we are showing this evil nature.
我们真诚的儿女这些魔鬼身上所有的本性，这些东西完全不能出现在我们生命当中的，完全不能出现的。
As the children of the true God, we cannot have any of these nature, any of these qualities in our lives.
有一些状况出现，我们就奉主的名赶撒旦，求主耶稣清除我们内心的这种污秽了。
If any situation like this happened, then we need to cast out that nature so that we can make sure we are pure.
我们怎么能够去毁谤呢
？And how can we become a
特别是毁谤教会毁谤神的仆人呢
？Or especially if we criticize the church or criticize the workers in the church，
我们怎么能够去控告呢
？Or how might we accuse someone？
这是圣经禁止的哈，互相控告来控告去，是更加是个大错来的。
This is prohibited in it is written in the Bible is prohibited because we shouldn't be doing this。
我们怎么能够有蛇的狡猾跟欺骗呢
？How could we have the cunning nature of a serpent？
我们怎么有龙的那种凶恶的那种凶残邪恶呢
？How would we have a violent nature？
我们怎么能有这种撒旦的敌对抵挡呢
？How would we become like an Antichrist.
这一切若是有，就是在说明在我们生命当中已经有了魔鬼的品质的东西了。
If any of these happens, it means that we are becoming to have the nature of Satan.
这是非常严重的事情。
And this is a very severe thing.
这是要遭神审判的事呀。
Because this will lead to judgment by God.
我们爱神都已经来不及了。
It's too late for us to even love God.
我们灵修不断的灵修，让自己像主耶稣都已经。来不及去做了。
It would become too late for us to try to build up our spiritual cultivation.
怎么还有时间去进行这种东西呀
？We wouldn't even have time to do these things.
我们真的要灵修了。
So we need to have spiritual cultivation.
在我们今天的信仰生活里面
，Today in our life of faith，
我们现在最重要的功课，在信仰上最重要、最重要的功课就是灵修、灵修、不断的灵修。
The absolute most important job for us to do is to build up our spiritual cultivation.
为什么我们这样说呢
？And why are we saying this？
因为救恩已经有了。
Because we already have salvation.
那么我们的罪被洗干净，也被主宝血洗干净了。
Our sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们也有圣灵了。
We already have the Holy Spirit.
我们也有真理了。
We already have the truth.
我们也没有离开教会，也没有去拜偶像，也没有做恶事。
We haven't left the church to worship idols or to do wicked things.
那这样接下来剩下的是什么呢
？And so what is left?
剩下来的就是灵修。
What is left is spiritual cultivation.
圣灵不断的带领我们，改变我们，更进我们。
That the Holy Spirit is continuing to transform us.
我们不断的在道理上哈，在敬拜上不断的向耶稣不断的长进，越来越属灵，越来越像主耶稣。
To improve us, to allow us to draw nearer and become closer to Lord Jesus.
灵修就是不断的结出圣灵的果子了。
And spiritual cultivation is to continue to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们今天末世信徒最重要的工作了。
And this is the most important task for us as the saints.
因为其他的我们都已经有了啦。
Because we already have the other things.
剩下的是这个部分。
What is left is this part.
所以我们要常常检讨自己，一发现到有什么这些魔鬼的这种行为、这些状态哦，真的是要求圣灵、求主耶稣来。除掉我们心中的这种污秽的东西。
So we need to often examine ourselves that if we ever see that we begin to have any of those four natures, we need to ask Lord Jesus help us wash away those sins.
因为这些东西只是能够让我们不断的行恶，让我们的心越来越恶。
Because,
不是越来越善良的，绝对不会越来越善良的。
Because these natures will lead us towards wickedness, and we will only become worse.
所以我们看一些信徒的行为越来越过分了，
so that
越来越过分。
We can see some of the behavior some of the believers have become worse and worse.
开始的时候是还没有这么严重。
At the beginning, perhaps it was not severe.
只是不满。
Perhaps they were just complaining about certain things or say certain things.
后来开始毁谤。
But then they become.
进一步开始在喊，在骂，在乱了。
Then they'll begin to criticize or to yell at other believers.
那个行为是越来越恶的，不是越来越善良的。你注意看。
They begin to have more and more wicked behaviors.
因为有了魔鬼的这种品质在他生命当中了。
Because they have the natures of Satan in their heart.
我们要赶快祷告。
So we need to hurry to pray.
要为这些人祷告。
And we need to pray for these people.
再不然他是真的是被魔鬼掳去，已经回不头的，回不了头的。
Otherwise, they will be captured by Satan and will not be able to turn back. And if truly they could not turn back, then I would suggest that you do not need to pray for them. Just no longer waste this time on them. Do not try to throw pearls to a dog because the dog might come back to bite you.
如果连主耶稣都已经放弃了的，任凭他的，你还我们还能做什么？我们还要做什么呢？
If even Lord Jesus has given up on them, then what else can we do?
之前一定要爱他。
At the beginning, we need to love them.
之前一定要劝导他。
At the beginning, we must try to encourage them.
之前甚至要忍耐他，要宽容他，要。 要不断地接受他。
At the beginning, we need to show mercy and tolerance.
但凡事都有一个限度，有一条界限的。
But with everything, there is a limit.
来，我们继续看下去。这个魔鬼除了他本性是这样，他还有什么东西呢？
So we will continue to read to study this. Other than the nature of Satan, what else is about the devil?
看十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里说这个大红龙呢，有七头十个角。
So this red dragon has seven heads and ten horns.
这个魔鬼呢，是一个大红龙呢，是一个有七个头、十个角的东西啊。
This is a thing that is, it is a red dragon with seven heads and ten horns.
启示录的七跟十都是完全的数字。
In Revelation, seven and ten are perfect numbers.
只有神才是完全的。
And only God is perfect.
在神的创造当中，所以被创造当中都不是完全的。
In God's creation, only God is perfect, so everything that He has created is not perfect.
当我们说到完全的时候，那是属神的，唯独神是完全的。
But once we have become perfect and complete, that means we truly belong to God, because God is perfect.
因此，七跟十是属神拥有的。
And so 10 and 7 actually belong to God.
但是启示录让我们常常看到。 魔鬼时常抢夺神的荣耀来高抬自己。
But many times we see in Revelations that the devil tries to steal the glory from God.
他抢夺了神的气、神的石，来标榜自己也是完全的。
In order to exalt himself, and so he has seven heads and ten horns to show that he is also perfect.
我们说过，这个完全数字完全只有属神而已，其他的被造之物是不。 没有完全的,
but to be perfect, to have the number 7 and 10 should only belong to God.
魔鬼就是这样呢,
but the devil is like this.
常常抢夺神的荣耀咯,
it tries to steal away the glory from God.
然后来自己抬高自己, 说自己是最高的领袖, 自己是最完全的首领。
And to exalt himself to say that he is the perfect one and he is the best one.
七头, 头就是表示首领嘛,
seven heads, head represents the leader.
七就是完全，他是表示他是最高最完全的首领啊，他自己这样标榜啊。Seven
is a perfect number, so the devil says that he is the most perfect one because he has seven leaders.
那这个是他自己讲自己爽的了。He
is proclaiming and saying that for himself.
那十角呢？角是代表力量能力。Ten
horns and horns represent power and strength.
十角表示他有完全充分的能力。Ten
horns represents that he has a complete power.
这也是他自己自己讲自己爽啊。This
is also what he is saying to himself.
不要被他吓到,
so do not be afraid of it.
不要被他这种外表, 欺骗到,
do not be deceived by his outer appearance.
他在耶稣里面，他什么都不是。
In Lord Jesus, he is nothing.
在世上, 在他的那些跟从者的面前, 他标榜他是, 完全的, 力量, 完全的领袖。
In this role and in front of his followers, he represents the absolute power.
但是在主耶稣面前, 主耶稣说, 他在我里面, 毫无所有。
But in front of Lord Jesus, he is considered as nothing.
他什么都不是。
He doesn't count as anything.
七头十角是自己讲自己标榜自己爽的。
The seven heads and ten horns are just what he says to please himself.
他只能够在骗那些欺骗那些世上的人。
He can only lie and cheat to those people in the world.
他在群鬼里面, 他自己标榜自己是最高的首领。
Among the demons, he proclaims himself as the best leader.
只有这些魔鬼啊, 这些世人啊, 听他, 怕他, 跟从他。
And only these people in the world or these demons will follow him.
啊, 甚至敬拜他。
Or even worship him.
但在我们教会里面, 在神的国度里,
but in our church, in the kingdom of God,
他什么都不是。
He is not considered as anything.
我们不单止, 我们不单止不怕他, 我们甚至要赶出他。
Not only should we not be afraid of him, but we need to cast him out.
我们甚至要毁, 要摧毁这魔鬼的一切的工作。
We need to destroy all the works of the devil.
我们甚至要跟他作战, 把灵魂在他手里的那些灵魂抢救回来。
We need to be enemies against the devil and to make sure to capture all the souls that he has taken.
这是我们神儿女要明白的一件事情。
This is something that we need to understand.
好, 那他抢夺神的荣耀。
He has taken away the glory of God.
他说他是最完全的, 最有能力的。
And he says that he is the most complete with the most power.
我们在启示录当中看到, 神有什么，他一定要有什么。
In Revelation, we see that whatever God wants, then He will have.
神做什么，他一定要跟着做什么。
Whatever God says that He will do, then He will do it.
因此，我们从启示录当中，我们发现到有一篇道理叫做模仿，模仿，知道吗？
And in Revelation, one of the things we have noticed is imitation.
你注意看啊，他都在模仿神呢。
Because the devil is trying to imitate God.
神做什么，他一定跟着做什么的。
Whatever God does, then the devil will follow.
神有什么，他一定也要有什么的。
Whatever God has, then the devil also wants.
比如说，神有他的得救的数目，神有他选民的数目。
For example, God has the number that He has chosen to save.
神选民的数目是144,000。
The chosen amount that He has had is 144,000.
你有数目，我也有数目呀。
You have a number, and so do I.
你有你的儿女，我有我的撒旦儿女呀。
You have your children, then the Satan also has his own children.
他的数目是666,666。
His number is 666.
在圣经上说，我们神有神的印，永生神的印。
And the Bible has said that there is a seal of God.
你有印是吗？我也有印啊。
There is a seal that represents eternal life.
难道你真神才有印啊？你神才有印啊？我也有印啊。
And so the devil says, you have your own seal, and I have my own seal as well.
神的印是印在我们额头上的是吗？
The seal of God is on our forehead.
魔鬼的印也是印在他跟从他的人的额头上的。
The seal of the devil is also imprinted on the foreheads of his followers.
所以你注意看哦，你不要看他额头有印的，就是主耶稣的哦，不是哟。
And so if you pay attention to this, do not just think that people who have the seals mean that they belong to Lord Jesus.
因为撒旦也有一个印，也是印在额头上的。
Because Satan also has a seal that is on the head.
而且他比我们多一个的。
And it's one more than us.
他的右手也被受盖印的。
On the right hand, they also have a seal.
你有，我也有啊。
So whatever you have, so do I.
我还比你多一个印呢。
I even have one more seal than you.
在神的国里面有生命的河水是吗？有一条河叫做生命的河水。
In the kingdom of God, there is a river that is called the river of life.
你要小心哦，不要看到河水就跳下去哦。
You have to be careful to not just jump in wherever there is a river.
不一定啊，你不要看到河就跳下去，因为龙也有一条河啊。
Because even the dragon has a river.
在启示录你看到撒旦国也有一条河啊。
In the book of Revelation, you see that there's also a river for the dragon.
那个是龙的口水来的。
Which is from out of what the dragon has spit out.
你有冠冕是吗？主耶稣那个妇人哦，真教会有带着冠冕是吗？
There is a crown that belongs to the kingdom of God.
他也有冠冕啊。
He also has a crown.
总之主耶稣有什么，他就有什么。
Whatever Lord Jesus has, and Satan would also have.
还有很多了。
There are many more.
Yeah. 我们可以从其中去寻找。你注意看，神有什么，他一定有什么，你跟着看。
So we can study this, that whatever God has, then Satan would also have.
好，那再接下去看这个十二章的第三节。
We'll continue with chapter 12, verse 3.
这里说，他七个头上，七头带着七个冠冕。
It says that there are seven diadems.
刚才讲到，在神的国里面有四活物是吗？四活物。
So we know that there are four living creatures in the kingdom of God.
那是属神的。
Which belong to God.
魔鬼国度也有四活物。
In the kingdom of Satan, there are also four living creatures.
你有，我也有的呀。
So whatever you have, so do I.
所以真的你要注意看，不要被骗。
We really need to pay attention and that we do not be deceived.
七个头带七个冠冕。
Seven heads have seven diadems.
冠冕我们说了是代表荣耀。
The diadem represent glory.
这说明魔鬼也有他的荣耀跟他的权柄的。
Which means that Satan also has his glory and his authority.
他是世界的大王。
He is a great king in the world.
同时也是魔界中的大魔王。
He is also the great demon in the demonic world.
所以他也有他的权柄，也有他的荣耀。
He has his own authority and his own glory.
不过他的冠冕是不能够永存的。
But his diadem is not long lasting.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他所谓的权柄跟荣耀是来自这个世界。
Because his authority and his glory comes from this world.
当世界被毁灭的时候，被神审判毁灭的时候，这一切都消失了。
When God has judged and destroyed the world, then everything will disappear.
那他的冠冕、荣耀、权柄都消失了。
And all his diadems, authority, and glory have disappeared.
主耶稣要给我们的才是真正的冠冕。
The true diadem is what Lord Jesus will give us.
那个妇人头戴十二星的冠冕。
The woman had stars on the diadem.
这个龙也头戴冠冕。
The dragon also has diadems on the
head. 两个都有冠冕。
Both have diadems.
但是两个冠冕是不同的。
But the two types are different.
那个龙的冠冕呢，在原文的解释是说，它是叫做帝王之冠，王帝的冠冕， 王帝的。
So the diadems in the original text means that it's the crown that belongs to the king.
帝王的冠冕是不长久的。
And the crown that belongs to a king is not everlasting.
亚历山大大帝啦，什么巴比伦大王啦，什么希腊大帝啦，今天那些王在哪里啊？
For example, Alexander the Great or all the different Caesars from Roman empires, where are they now?
在位的时候就有冠冕荣耀。
When they were kings and they reigned, they had diadems.
很快他们就没了。
But soon this disappeared.
他们的国就改换朝代了。
And their kingdoms would change.
所以不长久的。
And it was not long lasting.
有一些做王做没几个月啊，就被篡位，被甩下来了。
There are even some kings who were only kings for a few months, and then they would be killed.
所以龙的冠冕叫做帝王之冠，是这样来分别的，它是不长久的。
The diadem of the devil is a diadem of a king, and it is not everlasting.
那我们主耶稣要给我们的冠冕叫做胜利的冠冕。
But the diadem that Lord Jesus is going to give us is a diadem of victory.
哦，这样就把它分别出来了。
And so it's different and separated.
胜利的冠冕就是胜了又要胜，常常胜利。
The diadem of victory means that we will always overcome and always have victories.
所以我们这个冠冕呢是永存的。
And so the diadem is everlasting.
因为神应许我们的是得胜有余，并且胜了又要胜，没有失败。
Because the victory that God is going to give us is forever and constant.
那再我们来看一节圣经吧。
Let's look at Bible verse.
哥林多前书九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
请念。
Verse 25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
是吗？我们要得的就是得最好的。
What we are going to receive is the best.
我们要追求的是追求永存的。
We want to pursue whatever is eternal.
世上的斗争啦，比赛啦，勾心斗角啦，都是不过要得能坏的冠冕。
All the races and the competitions of this world are just for a crown.
我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
But that crown will perish, but our crown is imperishable.
所以我们要放聪明一点。
So we need to be smarter.
不用在这世界跟人家斗，跟人家争。
We do not need to fight or argue with people in the world.
人家拿多少个 A, 多少个厉害，多少赚多少钱，那是他们的事情。
No matter how many A's they have in their grades or how many good things they have
in their
job. 人家
讲得多好，对面的邻居多么厉害，那也不是我们要也不是我们所羡慕的。
It's not what we need to envy or whatever other people say that they have in their accomplishments.
我们靠着主来主的丰盛的恩典来生活。
We just need to live by relying on the abundant grace of God.
我们满足神给我们的恩典跟祝福，满足。
And the blessings that we have can satisfy us.
然后用更多的时间、更多的心、更多的力量去追求永恒的天国。
We need to spend more time, more of our heart to pursue the eternal kingdom.
用更多的爱学习去爱主、爱教会、做圣工。
To use more love to love the Lord and to love the church and to love our holy works.
我们这样做是有一个目的，要得。那个神要给我们的那个冠冕。
Because our goal is to pursue after that crown that God will give us.
那才是真正的真正的厉害。
That is the true greatness.
那是才是真正的有智慧聪明。
That is to have true wisdom.
那还是真正的得胜。
That is to have true victory.
你世上的你孩子很厉害啦，你赚丈夫赚很多钱啦，那就怎么样呀？那很快就改变的。
Maybe you have a child with great grades or they have a great job, but so what?
有时得到了这些虚名，得到了世上的这些。付出太多的代价，甚至失去的平安。
Sometimes you have paid a much way too heavy price for all of these things, and you might have lost.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这种道理我们都懂的。
We all understand these teachings.
只是今天晚上我们借着主耶稣道理的启的分享，我们再次的提醒自己。
It's just that tonight, through these sharings, we're trying to use these as reminders.
我们要得的是不能坏的冠冕。
What we want to pursue is the imperishable crown.
这是主要给我们的，应许要给我们的。
This is what the Lord has promised to give us.
好，那主耶稣呢？他只有一个头。
Lord Jesus only has one head.
这个撒旦呢？这个龙呢？有七个头。
Satan, this dragon, has seven heads.
他总是要比耶稣多的，是吗？
It always wants to have more than Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣出现的时候，常常只带看到主耶稣带一个冠冕。
When Lord Jesus appears, he would only have one crown.
但是这个龙出现呢，是带七个冠冕的。
But when the dragon appears, he has seven.
来表示他是有能力的，他是大荣耀。
To show how capable and how glorious he is.
其实主耶稣真的只有一个冠冕吗？
But is it true that Lord Jesus only has one crown?
你看起初再看下去。
If you continue to read Revelation,
Lord Jesus was
very humble.
有一次他带着他的 军队出战的时候，元帅骑着白马出战的时候
，Once when he led his army with white horse and to go into
那边启示我们说，主耶稣带了许多的冠冕，圣经记载说许多算不到啊，所以只好说许多。
It was revealed to us that Lord Jesus actually had many crowns on him, and there were so many that it was
那表示耶稣的出战是胜了又要胜了千百回，胜了再胜了千百回得胜冠冕很多很多冠冕。
It was immeasurable, and that's representing the victories, the countless victories of Lord Jesus.
除了那一次记载许多冠冕之后，主耶稣的出现都是很低调的，也是很谦卑的。
Other than that recording, then all the other times, Lord Jesus always had a very low-key appearance, and he was very humble.
这就看出我们的主是谦卑柔和的。那个撒旦那个龙是骄傲哈、哦、自夸的。
This shows us that our Lord Jesus is very humble and meek, but Satan is very proud.
不断的要自己要表现自己。
He always wants to show off and to show how great he is.
所以我们一定要谦卑。
So we must be humble.
嗯，我们做圣工做越久做越多，就更加要谦卑。
And the longer and more we are doing holy work, the more humble we should become.
可是很可惜，我们越久的越做越多的讲话越大声。
Unfortunately, the more that we do and the longer we've been doing holy work, many times we might become louder.
以前教会吩咐我们做什么，按照我们做，我们都。乖乖安安静静做的。
In the past, whenever church has assigned us to do work, we will do things quietly.
那是刚刚参与圣工啊。
That is at the beginning of participating in holy work.
你看那种态度多谦卑，多柔和，多低调呀。
The attitude is very gentle and very humble.
做了两三年。
After 2 and 3 years.
做了五年六年。
After 5, 6 years.
做了十年以上。
Perhaps after at least 10 years.
你看这些做圣工的人的态度讲话。
If you look at the behavior of these holy workers,
真的不一样的。
It would become different.
所以这个就是我们的亏欠跟软弱了。
And this is our weakness.
我们做传道的也一样。
As preacher,
刚刚神学院出来都是很谦卑的。
When you first come out of theological school,
长子传道讲什么，长辈们讲什么，我们都顺服的，都是听的。
You are very humble, and whatever the elderly members tell you to do, you are very humble when you listen. But after 5 years,
十年以后
or 10 years,
如果你又收到一些掌声，一些人的称赞
or if you receive praises and applause from people,
真的我们就不一样了的。
Then we become different.
这是我们可以看到的。
This is something we can actually see, and we can feel the difference.
这是我们的亏欠跟软弱。
And this is our weakness.
也是我们哈一个破口啦。
And this is one of the obstacles we might have.
求神怜悯我们哈。
And so may the Lord have mercy on us.
常学习主耶稣的那种谦卑柔和。
That we can often learn from the meekness and the humility of Lord Jesus.
越有荣耀，越有哈，越有一些称赞的事，我们越懂得隐藏自己，越懂得哈。越低调。
That the more praises we receive, the more we understand how to be humble.
讲到这里，我也很骄傲的，我也是个很骄傲的传道人。
And to say this, I'm actually also a very proud preacher.
因为还没有做传道，我就已经是很骄傲的人。
Because even before becoming a preacher, I was already very proud.
我没有什么条件可以骄傲的。
I didn't have many qualities to boast about.
可是一个人骄傲起来是不需要条件的。你不需要条件，你没有条件，你也会骄傲的，而且很骄傲的。
But for a person to have pride, it doesn't matter how qualified they are, because if they want, they will be very proud.
那一直到又有。一些掌声，一些赞美的话。
Or later on, when I had heard some praises.
又很快进入总会里面做总会负责人。
And then once I entered and became a council member.
真的是迷失自己。
And then I became lost.
如果我们侍奉主，我们的心不够清洁。
If we do not have a pure enough heart when we are serving the Lord.
不够谨慎。
We are not careful enough.
不够谦卑。
We are not humble enough.
老实说，教会的那些总会的职位是一个权力来的，是一个地位来的。
Then honest,
是真的是这样的。
Then it would seem that the position of a council member is just a
position. 当然大家不承认的，这个哪里是我们是侍奉神啊，我们是逼不得已的，我们是付出的，大家当然这样讲呀。
And in authority, and as the people, when, to everyone else, and we would say that this is just This is just a duty that we have.
我也是这样讲，这样勉励自己，这样鼓励自己的。我们都是奉献的呀。
And to actually serve people and to serve the church and to glorify God, and I would say this as well.
真实的告诉你，不要再骗人。
But today I will tell you the truth. Do not deceive people.
除非我们所有的负责人，所有总会里面的人都是很属灵的，很谦卑的。那真的，你在里面真的是侍奉，真正的是服侍主，那是真的。
Unless every single council member that is actually serving is truly serving with a true heart and with humility.
我都说了，刚刚开始进去一年两年，也许是吧，真的是吧，不是也许，真的是。
Just like I have said, perhaps at the beginning and the first 2 years, they are truly humble.
五年八年的时候呢？
After serving for 5 or 8 years.
在策划、在开会、在决定事情的时候呢？
When you have meetings, when you make decisions.
信徒又一直在给你掌声呀。
When believers are giving you praises.
真的还像以前。 这么谦卑，这么单纯吗？
Are you still as innocent and as humble as the beginning?
那是一个权利的，你有真的有权利的。
Because it's like a privilege, and are you feeling privileged?
都迷失了。
You might become lost.
后来圣灵责备我。
So later on, the Holy Spirit rebuked me.
神真的很疼爱我，真的。
And God truly loved me.
我是一个罪人。
And I am truly a sinner.
他常常这样提醒我，责备我，让我回到正确的路上。
He would often remind me and criticize me so that I may go on the
correct path. 我发现到我既然这么软弱，这么骄傲。
I realized I was so weak and so proud.
最好的方法就是赶快从最高位上那边赶快下来，这是最好的方法。
The best way is to immediately lower yourself from the position.
因为在那个位置上，在组织上是很高的位置了，组织上。
Because in regards to governing, then it's a very high position.
然后你又不够谦卑，又不断的骄傲。
And if you're not humble enough, if you're very proud.
又一直在上面不愿意下来。
But if you're always sitting on the position, you do not want to come down.
那这样的后果是什么呢？
What is the consequence?
就更加骄傲而已。
Then you only become more proud.
然后表面上都是很，其实我是很，你表面看我很谦卑的，我会跟你握手啦，讲话很斯文啦，好像很有礼貌，这个谁都做得到的。
On the surface, it might seem like I'm very humble because I might shake people's hands and greet everyone, and everyone can do this.
可是我的心你知道吗？
But do you know my heart?
神知道。
God knows.
撒旦也知道。
Satan also knows.
那当我们紧啊，神的话在我们心中的时候，我们自己也会知道。
And so the word of God, when the word of God is in our heart, we will also know.
赶快下来。
We need to immediately come down from that position.
谦卑的做一个普通的传道人。
Be humble and just become a regular preacher.
就是好好的去准备道理。
To carefully prepare the teachings.
好好的去访问信徒，关心信徒。
To carefully and to go visit the believers.
讲道就是好好的准备道理，讲一堂生命的道理，让信徒得造就。
When preparing sermons, just prepare them with a humble and a simple heart.
这本来就是我们奉献的时候所做的，我们的立志要所做的工作来的。
This is the task that we have when we are serving.
难道我们立志献身的时候，你要做总负责吗？你要做总会负责人吗？有这样的心智吗？
Should you have a heart to just want to become a leader in the church?
如果你说你有啊，
to be a council member,
你根本是野心啊，不是。不是说真的要为教会做什么，那是野心来的。
If that is your heart, then that just means that you have the ambition.
因为真的要 to only become a leader. 要做到总会负责人，也要从基层开始锻炼、磨练，被神考验，被教会考验的。
Because even if you want to be a council member, you actually should be going through training
and
trials with God.
我坐上，我就说我要上去了，就拼命爬，拼命爬了，那是很可怕的事情。
You can't just say that as soon as you join, then you want to become a council member, you want to merely climb to the top of the position.
我为什么说到这里呢？
Why am I saying this?
就看到那个七个头、七个冠冕的问题啊。
It's like the problem with the seven heads and the seven diadems.
我顺便讲一个我很痛心的事情。
I will also speak about something that really pierces the heart.
那段时间我就学习谦卑了。
So during that time, I learned humility.
可是因为一些责任的事情上，我还是总会负责人。
But because of some of the responsibilities I had, I still was a council member.
有一次代表大会在台湾结束了。
And once when I was in a meeting in Taiwan.
那就他们就很有爱心，都会带我们去访问山地教会或者平地教会，都会带我们去观光。
They're very friendly and would bring us to visit the different Aboriginal churches.
那晚上都有特别聚会啦，特别联谊啦。
In the evening, they would have special services and special fellowships.
那司仪呢，都会来介绍，这是马来西亚来的，这是美国来的，这是英国来的，都会介绍。
And so those making the announcements would introduce all of us from different churches in the world.
本来介绍这些是没什么问题的。
And so these introductions are not really a problem.
问题在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
当他问我的时候，传道。你在总会担任什么职位？
When he asked me and said, "Preacher, what is your position in the General Assembly?"
我跟他说没有，我就是个普通传道。
And I said, "No, I'm just a typical preacher."
他看着我说，他很严肃哦，现在不是谦卑的时候。
And he was very serious and looked at me and said, "This is not the time to be humble."
我说，是啊，我也不是说什么谦卑不谦卑啊，我就是个普通传道了。
And I wasn't trying to defend myself too much and just said I was just a preacher.
你就介绍我是马来西亚传道就好了。
And just said just say that I am a preacher from Malaysia.
他讲的时候，我很认真的跟你讲，你在总会担任什么。
And then a second time he asked me, what is your position in the GA?
好像命令我这样，我就火起来了。
As if he was commanding me, and so I became angry.
我说我是真耶稣教会的传道够吗？
And I said, is it enough that I am a preacher in True Jesus Church?
一定要总会的什么什么才可以介绍吗？
Do I have to introduce myself as a certain position?
我是真耶稣教会的传道人。
I am a preacher in True Jesus Church.
结果他看到我生气了，他说不是啦，如果你不是总会负责人，你怎么可以来代表，怎么可以出去世界代表大会？
And
他自己把他吓到我了。
And then what he then replied to me actually scared me, because he said, if you are not a certain position in the GA, then how can you come here to the World Delegates Conference?
观念是世界的观念来的。
This is a concept of the world.
他的意思说能够参加世界代表大会的一定是总会什么什么什么人一定是什么很厉害的人什么。
What he meant with his thinking was that if you are participating in the World Delegate Conference, you must have a certain position in the GA.
然后站在前面的就被介绍这是总负责啦，这个是负责什么啦，这个是总会的什么啦，很有脸，很荣耀是吗？
So then different people from different churches, they're being introduced as different kind of positions in the GA.
又愤怒又悲伤。
And then in my heart, I felt very sad and very angry.
我不再踩他了。
So I no
longer, 我也不想再跟他讲话。
I no longer want to talk to this person.
其实那时我是总会负责的。
But at the time, I was a
member in the... 但是已经没有需要再介绍再讲什么了。
But I didn't have to say anything else.
我们真教会什么时候变成这样的？
So what happened to our True Jesus Church?
那有一些同工他不是总会负责人。
So then some of the fellow brothers and sisters, they were not in charge of any GA.
他只是个普通传道，那你叫他怎么样呢？
They're just a typical preacher, but why does that matter?
代表大会还有真理研究会啊，其他传道啊没有在总会的也可以来参加的，对不对？
Because in the World Delegate Conference, even if you were not the leader of the General Assembly, but you could still come because you are a preacher.
那这普通传道你要怎么样介绍呢？
And you want to participate in the Truth Research Committee, so how would they?
我们的教会，我们发现到已经走向不是所有了，有一些就偏向这种世界的这种虚名啊。And
so we've noticed that some of the people in the church have deviated and have gone closer to the path of worldly views.
我们真的要赶快下来，从那个位置下来，反而救了你，也不要再玷污。
And if it truly happens to you, then you need to make sure that you lower yourself from the position so that you no longer carry out the duty that you have.
求神保守我们这时刻有这种谦卑的心。
May Lord Jesus always allow us to have a humble heart.
好，我们继续看下去。
Let's continue to read.
好，再十二章，再看回十二章。Let's
look back to chapter 12.
这里说第四节，
Verse 4.
这个龙的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一。
His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth.
天上的星辰是指什么呢？
What do the stars of heaven refer to?
这里有两个层面要从两个层面去看。
There are two levels we need to see this from.
这两个层面都是真实的。
Both of these are true.
天上的星辰就是指天上的，不是指地上的。
Stars of heaven refer to stars in heaven and not on the earth.
天上的星辰第一个层面是指灵界的天使。
So the first level refers to the angels in the spiritual realm.
那天上的天使一些变质的天使，被这个龙的尾巴扫倒跟着他，被甩下来。
So these angels that had come from heaven were now drawn and thrown to the earth.
那在第九节说，他的使者也同他一同被甩下来。
And in verse 9, it says that he was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him.
我们有没有圣经根据说星辰，这里天上星辰是指天使呢？有没有圣经根据呢？
Do we have the biblical reference that these stars of heaven refer to angels?
我们看约伯记38章。
Let's look at Job chapter 38.
约伯记38章。
Job 38.
我们读第七节。
We'll look at verse 7.
约伯记38章第七节。
Job 38, verse 7.
这里说， 那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子都欢呼。这里在记载神创造天地的时候，创造那个天地的时候。This
was the time when God was creating heaven and earth.
第七节说，那个时候神在创造的时候，晨星就一同在神的创造中一同欢呼赞美了。And
it says the morning stars sang together.
那神的众子也都欢呼了。And
all the sons of God shouted for joy.
当时都还没有人呢，都还没有创造人呢。
This was even before the creation of man.
那这些星辰很清楚的是指天使。Clearly,
these morning stars refer to the angels.
那龙的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的第一个层面是指天上的天使，变质跟这个魔鬼一同。 被他诱惑，跟他一同了，跟他在一起了。
So the first aspect of the dragon's tail that had thrown the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth refers to the angels that have changed.
那到底有多少天上的那些变质天使跟着他呢？
So exactly how many of these angels had followed him?
主耶稣的启示是说三分之一。
Lord Jesus said a third.
就是指
in the revelation.
好，那这是指在灵界上的。 发生的事情。
This is what happened in the spiritual realm.
那魔鬼犯罪变质，圣经很多这样的根据了，不用再辩论的了。
There are many different biblical references about how Satan was once an angel that had changed.
启示录也是主耶稣的启示来的。
And Revelation is the revelation of Lord Jesus.
那第二层面的解释，天上的星神是指我们教会中的信徒。
The second aspect, the second explanation of these stars of heaven represent the believers in the church.
因为我们在神的国里面，这个国不属世界的，也是属天上的，我们是天上的国民。
Because we are in this kingdom of God and we are citizens that belong to the heavenly kingdom.
在这个第二个层面呢，教会里面有三分一的信徒被龙的尾巴扫倒，跟他走。
And so from this second aspect, it means that in the church, there are a third of the members that are also thrown by this tail of the dragon.
当我讲信徒的时候，请你不要误会只有信徒哟。
When I refer to this, please do not think that it only refers to the believers.
我们长职传道负责人也是信徒呀。
The deacons, elders, preachers, they are all considered members as well.
难道我们传道长子不是信徒吗？不是信耶稣的门徒吗？
Does this mean that just because we are a preacher that we are not also
believers? 你以为我们是特别的呀？我们都跟你们一样是信徒，跟从耶稣的人来的。
Are we special? No, we're all believers and we all believe in Lord Jesus.
在组织上，在这个组织福音发展上需要这样的不同的岗位名称。
And so,
这个职分。
In this organization to develop the gospel, then we have these different names and different job titles.
可是这个工作完了，救恩完成，被提上天了，结束了，这个救恩就完全成功了，我们大家恢复，大家都是神的儿女。
But after this,
没有所谓的传道长老只是都没有了。
After this work is done, when God's judgment day has come, we are all considered believers, and there are no job titles as different believers or preachers.
我们只有一个身份，就是大家都是神的儿女。
The one citizenship that we have is that we are all called the children of God.
大家都是跟从主信主耶稣的。
Because we all follow the Lord and we believe in the Lord.
在天上还要长老呀。
In heaven, will there still be elders?
在天上还叫传道啊。
Will we still need pastors?
还有先知啊，还有使徒这些。
Will we still need prophets or apostles?
这些是地上国度、神国度需要的一些职分、一些工作需要上的称呼而已。
These are just the different names for job titles when we are still on earth.
这样大家明白哈。
So we need to understand.
所以保罗说，到此的时候，一切的恩赐都要停止，什么恩赐都要停止，讲灵言都要停止。
Just like Paul has said that, when the time has come, then even speaking in tongues will cease.
你很有讲道恩赐都要停止，一切恩赐都要停。
And all the gifts will also cease.
你在天上讲道理给谁听哦？谁要听你讲道理哦？
Who are you speaking sermons to once you reach heaven?
还有医病赶鬼恩赐，你要去哪里赶鬼哦？要到哪里去医病哦？
Or healing the sick or casting out demons. None of those will be necessary anymore.
所以当我们说信徒的时候，是包括所有的长老、执事、传道。
So when we speak about believers, we are speaking to all the believers, including elders, deacons, and preachers.
有没有圣经根据说这些天上星辰、星星是指信徒呢？
Is there a biblical reference that say that these stars of heaven also refer to the believers?
这种根据就很多了。
There are many of these.
我们来看一下这个出埃及记三十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章
Exodus chapter 32.
我们读十三节
Verse 13.
请念
Verse 13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.
是吗？神允许亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要像天上的星辰那么多。
And so God had promised to Abraham and his descendants that they will be as the stars of heaven.
神用天上的星星来预表，代表着亚伯拉罕的后裔，亚伯拉罕的子孙就是神的选民，天上的星星。
God had prefigured and revealed here that the descendants of Abraham will be like stars of heaven, which refers to his people.
这样看来，在曾经在灵界上，天空，在天上灵界，天使曾经变质犯罪，一群天使三分之一。
And so we know from the first aspect that in the spiritual realm, at one point, there were angels from heaven who had fallen.
那在地上神的国度里面，末世真教会里面，也有三分一的信徒被迷惑，跌倒跟从他。
And in the true church in the end times, in this role, in the kingdom of God, there will also be one third of the believers who will leave God. This is what God has revealed for us to understand.
你不要再认为今天的真耶稣教会跟当初1917年刚刚开始的真教会一样，已经不一样了。
Do not believe that the church of today is exactly the same as the church that was first established in
1917.
Our belief, our faith is the same and the truth is the same, but the hearts of men have become different.
那现在的真教会是进入到末世真教会了，末世了就很多很多更多魔鬼的工作跟变质的事情发生了。
We are the church in the end times, so there are more and more things that have to do, just like the way that Satan had changed.
你自己都知道啊，你自己也会想啊，现在的信徒不容易哦，现在信徒哦。 没有这么顺服哦，你自己都会这样讲呀。
You yourself, you know this, and just like how you know that there are some believers today that are much more difficult than before.
这个就是很不一样的地方了。They
might not be as submissive, and this is very different.
你想，当今天信徒不太顺服的时候，不容易顺服的时候，它会造成怎样的后果呀？And
when
they're 它会呈现什么东西出来呀？When
there are believers today that are not submissive, then what will happen to them?
好，那再继续看下去。
Let's continue to read.
那我们都一直注意那个龙的头啊，却忽略了它的尾巴。
We have been paying attention to the heads of the dragon, but we haven't focused as much about the tail.
其实我们真正被陷害的，被迷惑的，是它的尾巴。
When we have been lured or tempted away, it's by the tail.
我们却忽略了这个问题啊。
We might have overlooked this.
那到底尾巴是指什么呢?
What does the tail represent?
我们从圣经上来看。
Let's look at it from the Bible.
我们一直说龙的尾巴到底是什么?
What is the tail of the dragon?
我们看以赛亚书第9章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第9章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
我们先读14节。
Verse 14. Verse 14, therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day.
这里说神一日之间，神要从以色列中剪除头跟尾。
In one day, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel.
头跟尾到底在哪里呢?
Where are the head and tail?
在以色列中。
They're in Israel.
以色列是神的选民。
Israel is a chosen people of God.
以色列是大卫的国度。
Israel is the kingdom of David.
今天来讲就是在神的国度里面。 And
so this is the kingdom of God today.
神要从神的国度里面剪除教会里面的头跟尾。
From the kingdom of God, then God will cut off the head and tail.
为什么要剪除头跟尾?
Why is he cutting this off?
因为这些做头的，这些做尾的。 出了问题，有很大的问题。
Because there are very grave problems with the head and the tail.
在神的国里面，请你注意。
So we need to pay attention in the kingdom of God.
这些头跟尾是什么呢?
What are the head and the tail?
答案在15节。
The answers are in verse 15.
请念。
Verse 15, the elder and honorable, he is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail.
你看到吗?
Do you see this?
神给我们的答案。
This is the answer God has given us.
长老和尊贵人就是头，教会的领导层。
The elder and honorable, so the leaders in the church are the head.
当时的旧约圣殿、旧约的信仰，这些长老尊贵人呐，常常逼迫着真先知的。
In the Old Testament time, there were many elders and honorable people who often persecuted the prophets.
因为他们是管理圣殿的，管理神国的人呐。
Because they were in charge of the temple and to help control the kingdom of God.
真先知中心的先知来讲预言，来讲责备的话，要他们悔改，要他们认罪，他们听不下去。
When the prophets kept on speaking prophecies and telling everyone to repent, they would not listen.
他们有权利，不要你来。
They had the authority to tell them to no longer speak.
换一个先知，他们栽培的先知，他们喜欢的先知。
Or they will raise up their own prophets whom they liked more.
这个先知来到呢，会买人的心，会让大家高兴。
And then the prophets that were being raised, they would lie to people.
所以假先知常常说平安了，平安了，没有事情，没有问题，不要一直听他讲，不要一直听那个人讲。 那个是一直恐吓我们，那个意思在咒诅我们。
The false prophets would keep on saying that there was peace and to not listen to the true prophets that was
speaking. 他一直会骂我们，让我们没有信心，让我们没有造就，听得很恐惧。
The false prophets would say that these true prophets were just bringing more fear.
当有一个先知这样讲这些好听的话，这些温柔的话的时候，大家就喜欢他。我们要这个，这个好，这个传道人好，这个道理我喜欢。
When there is a prophet or a preacher that is always saying things that people want to hear that sound good, then people will say that we like this one, we like this person.
可是有一天这些长老尊贵人不喜欢你的时候呢，他又可以把你贬掉的。
One day, what about when the elder and the honorable no longer like these types of prophets?
当我讲到这里的时候，很熟悉的感觉，似曾相识的感觉，在我们今天教会的组织里。
They will get rid of you. And when speaking this, and this is something that's very familiar to some of us in the end time.
讲起来就是滥权啊，那些管理层哦，有权柄滥权，滥权呐，要人家讨好他们。
It means people who are abusing their authority.
如果我们不懂得讨好他们，他看我们不顺眼，他不喜欢我们，我们得罪他，我们就很难呐、啊。
That if we do not,、啊、if we do not know, we do not want to please these people,、啊、then it's very hard for us to keep our job.
那以谎言教人的先知就是尾巴。
The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail.
所以谁是尾巴
？Who is the tail?
这里神说，用谎言教导人的。
Here God says, the prophet who teaches lies.
就是刚才我说的假先知。
These are the false prophets.
这些假先知就是尾巴。
These false prophets are the tail.
或许他当初是真的。
Perhaps at one point they were true prophets.
可是在侍奉当中呢，他变质了。
But then in their servitude, they have changed.
因为犯罪。
Because they have sinned.
因为骄傲。
They have pride.
因为贪心。
They have greed.
种种的各种原因。
For many different reasons.
他在侍奉中已经变了，我们还不知道。
In their servitude, they have changed, and we do not even realize it.
但我们知道的时候已经太迟了。
Once we have realized it, it has become too late.
因为那个过程，他用了很多的心机，很多的计划，牢笼人心了，已经很多人跟从他，听从他了。
Because during the process, he has used many manipulative ways.
我们还没有发现的时候，他就已经这样做，正铺一条路了，已经进行他的计划了。
And so many people have followed them, and before we even realize that he has laid out a plan.
当他真正显露出来的时候，你要采取行动，什么时候太慢了，他已经有他的计划了。
Once he has decided to reveal himself, it becomes too late because he's already had a plan.
简单的说，龙的尾巴被龙尾巴扫倒的就是这些假先知。
So
神的变质的工人啊，简单说就是变质的工人、啊。
To simply put, the tail is as the prophet who teaches lies and are the workers who have changed.
因为我们相信他是先知嘛。
Because we believe that they are prophets.
他先知就是传讲神话，以神启示他神啊，他来传讲神的话的嘛。
Because a prophet is one who is speaking words from God.
可是他变质了，你不知道啊，我不知道，你不知道呀。
But you and I might not know that he has changed.
因为他最重要，他会包装啊。
Because he might put up a very good appearance.
然后又加上你自己对道理不熟，或者又你这对神的心又不够圣洁，不够忠心，对真理不够坚定。
Or if you're not holy enough or firm enough in your belief and your understanding of the truth.
又或者说你根本自己也是有问题的。
Or perhaps even you yourself already have problems.
就很容易被这个龙的尾巴扫下去了。
It's very easy for you to also be swept.
它尾巴一扫下去，你就跟着它走了。
And to be thrown away just like the tail here.
现在我们明白了什么叫做尾巴。
So now we understand what is the tail.
我们今天真教会发生的事情正是这件事情。
And this is the thing that happens in True Jesus Church today.
那么这些龙的尾巴，这些假先知是在做什么呢
？What are these false prophets or this tail doing？
九章哈，你再接下去看哈，第十六节。
Verse 16。
因为引导，因为这些假先知啊，这些尾巴、啊。引导这些百姓，使他们走错路啊！你看到没有
？For the leaders or these false prophets of this people cause them to err.
那被引导的都一定会败亡啊
！Those who have been led are destroyed.
十六节给我们提出很严重的后果。
So verse 16 says a very severe consequence.
这些信徒相信这个先知，这个变质的工人。
These believers believe in these leaders, these false prophets.
这些尊贵人啊，长老啊，这些假先知啊。引导神的百姓，使他们走错路，走错路。
The elder and honorable, these false prophets have led these people to err.
我们现在看回去、哦啊、已经走错路了。
So now when we look back, we notice they have already
已经离开真理的路了。
Left the path of truth.
走世界的路了。
They have walked on the path towards
the world. 走向灭亡的路，走向叫魔鬼的路去了。
The path towards destruction or the path towards Satan.
那个是撒旦的路来的。
And truly, this is the path from
Satan. 那个是灭亡的，没有生命的。
This is the path that leads to death and destruction.
引导这些百姓使他们走错路，真的是这样的事情。
And so these people have been led to err to leave the path.
被引导的那些人呢？那些信徒跟从他被引导的呢？都必败亡，一定会死亡。
And all those who are led by these people will certainly be destroyed.
我们现在不断的在道理上不断的呼唤，不断的在 在勉励，在警告。
So in these teachings, we continue to call out, to encourage, to warn.
其实我们就是在一直做拯救的工作，一直在拯救的工作。
Because we are trying to do the work of saving.
再继续这样跟下去，会灭亡的呀。
If you continue to follow that wrong path, then you will be destroyed.
那是很可怜、很可怜的事情。
And it's very, very pitiful.
有些是我们很好、以前很好的同工、很好的兄弟姐妹。
Especially when there are once brothers and sisters who are very good.
有些在教会很热心侍奉、奉献、牺牲啊，奉献做。
Or those who were very fervent and had dedicated themselves and sacrificed much to serve. But then God has said,
那些跟从他被引导的、走错路的，必定败亡。你不要怪人家，你不要怪教会。
Those who have been led and those who have been following the false prophets, do not blame the church, but these people will be destroyed.
尾巴是指这个谎言的先知哈。
So the tail represents the lies of these prophets.
尾巴也有一种另一种成语叫做力量，尾巴是指力量。
The tail also represents strength.
你看有些野兽啊，一些动物啊。好像鳄鱼啊，它的力量都在尾巴上的。
Some creatures,
蝎子的力量也在尾巴上的。
Some creatures such as alligators or scorpions, their strength is in their tails.
因此，尾巴也是指力量。
So tail also represents strength.
这个是什么力量呢？
What type of strength is
this? 这力量是叫做迷惑人的力量。
This is the strength that tempts people.
不是救人的力量。
This is not the strength that saves.
是迷惑的力量啊。
It lures and it tempts people.
这个尾巴有迷惑的能力啊。
And it has the power to lure people away.
被他迷惑了，很难醒过来。
And once you have been lured, then it's very hard for you to wake up.
所以教会中的长老、执事、一些传道也被这个尾巴扫倒了，被他的尾巴迷惑了。
So some of these elders, deacons, and preachers have also been deceived.
其实今天教会哈，我们教会的历史。这种工人变质的事情，每个时代都有。
If we look at the church history, then we will see that in every generation there are some workers who have been led astray.
可是从来没有像这次这样子的事情的。
But it has never been like this today.
比如说，马来西亚也曾经发生过工人变质。
For example, in Malaysia, there were also some workers who have changed.
然后带领几间教会离开总会，脱离总会。
And so they led some churches and had left the
General Assembly. 这是我们马来西亚真教会历史上很悲痛的、很痛苦的事情。
This was a very sad part in our history in the Malaysian church.
可是它不会影响美国的呀。
But it doesn't affect in the United States.
它也不会影响台湾的，对不对
？It doesn't influence the
ones
in Taiwan.
它也不影响美国、印尼那里，它不会影响。
Doesn't influence the Indonesian churches.
它只影响的只是马来西亚的一些教会。
It only influences some of the churches. In Malaysia.
台湾也有一些工人变质。
In Taiwan, there were also some workers who had changed for the worse.
带一些人出去了。
They have brought some people and left.
自己成立教会了。
They have established their own church.
可是不会影响我们的呀。
But then it didn't affect us here.
请问他们会影响美国吗？
Would they affect the United States?
他会影响马来西亚吗？
Would they affect Malaysia?
不会的呀。
No.
但这次的不是的。
But not this time.
这次的事件影响全世界全球性的真耶稣教会。
This time the situation that has happened has influenced
甚至
True Jesus Church on a global scale.
让我们莫名其妙的是，连那些根本不认识他、没有见过他面的人都崇拜他、都听他、跟他走。
To the point where there were people who had never even met this person, and never really knew this person had also followed him.
我们那边马来西亚最北部的教会就是靠近泰国边界，最北的教会是边疆了，边界的教会了。
In Malaysia, the northernmost church is very close to Thailand and northernmost part of Malaysia.
有几个信徒受影响。
There were some believers who were
affected. 而且成了很忠实的粉丝。
And they became very faithful fans.
我问他，你认识他吗？
So I asked these people, do you know him?
他说不认识。
And they said no.
你看过他的真人吗？他的面看过他这个人吗
？Have you physically seen this person?
没看过。
They said no.
那你怎么会这样的崇拜，盲目的崇拜他，支持他呢
？So then I asked, why are you following him blindly?
他说我在网上看，网上听他讲道啊。
And so he said, I watched the sermons online.
没有见过面的，也没有关系的，也没有接触过的，就这样的整个。
They've never even had personal contact with this person yet. They have also fallen.
这个迷惑很大呀。
So this is a great
temptation that has happened. 他甚至说，从今以后，你们传道长子讲的道理，我绝对不相信，我不会再相信你们讲。
And then these people also said that from now on, any sermons that come out from you,
当地的传道长子这样带领他、牧养他。
From your preachers, then I will no longer listen and follow anymore.
从小就把神的道理、真理灌输他。
And these people have been learning the teachings from them when they were young.
他生病了，去看他。他有不平安，替他祷告。
When they were ill or when there was unrest with them, then we would go pray for them.
结果，真正关心他的、真正栽培他灵魂生命的，他不信了。
Yet now,
你们讲话我不信了，你们走开吧。
By the end, these people who are truly care for these others, they do not want to believe in them anymore.
其实根本没有见过面的人啊。
They want to believe in someone who they have never seen face to face.
怎么会这样子呀？
And how? Why would this happen?
这就是迷惑。
This means to be lured away.
尾巴的那种迷惑的力量，尾巴是一种力量，迷惑的力量。
This is the strength from this tail.
甚至是莫名其妙的，这样也会中招啊。
And it's also very strange because
even
in this way, people
would be lured. 这样也会被迷惑呀。
And this is something that people cannot even imagine.
所以这个事情已经说明了，是有灵界，有魔鬼灵界的问题存在了。
So this is the situation that we have mentioned that has to do with
the spiritual realm. 那个变质工人他没有这种能力的。
Because the worker themselves does not have this power.
他是什么啊？他到底是什么东什么啊？他是不过是一个人来的，一个软弱的人来的。
Because this is just a person.
可以影响到不认识的人，这么边疆的人。也跟着他这样呀。
But to even have influence over people who have never seen him before, then this is a power that's
too great for one person. 我讲的这个历史，我想很多地方都是这样啊，不只是我们那边的。
And I don't think that this was the only thing that has affected the Malaysian churches.
其实主耶稣早都启示我们。
But Lord Jesus has already revealed to us.
龙的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰三分之一，在神的国里面。
The tail of the dragon has now drawn a third of the stars from heaven, so from kingdom of earth, kingdom of God.
这个撒旦异象、魔鬼真面目就讲到这里告一段落。
So we will end today in about the visions of Satan.
明天我们再看第三个异象。
Tomorrow we'll continue with the third vision.
就是教会受逼迫的异象。
Which is the visions of persecution in the church.
从这个异象里面看到教会魔鬼三番四次一轮又一轮的攻击教会，一轮又一轮的攻击教会。
From these visions, we will continue to see that Satan continues to persecute the church.
求神继续看顾带领我们。
May God continue to guide and lead us.
我们现在来祷告。
Let's pray together.
需要按手的可以到前面来。
If you like the laying of hands, you can come forward.
我们请长执传道帮忙按手。
We'll ask the deacons and the preachers to help with laying of hands.
我们大家一起奉主耶稣圣名跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
需要按手的可以到前面。
If you want to receive laying of hands,